The aldermen will take their seats. I'd like to ask Alderman Hesmahan to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We're joined tonight with a number of honored guests. We will see some of the students involved in the Ladderbots later on, but at the beginning of this meeting, I just want to recognize we have a number of Boy Scouts here who are here to observe us in action, so I hope you'll bear with me if I explain a little bit to them and perhaps to some of the public who are not familiar with our process what's happening. I'm Lyle Baker, President of the Board, and these are the members of the Board of Aldermen, and our process involves what is called a first call of committee reports, where we hear from different committees who have done work on various matters. They announce what they have done and report their actions. At the conclusion of that process, we will take a vote on all of their reports, except those items which are set aside for further discussion after a recess at what is called second call, and then go on with our business at that time. So we will begin now with the first call of committee reports with the Chairman of Land Use, Chairman Mansfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. I hope they don't think there's going to be a test on that at the end of this discussion. The Land Use Committee report begins tonight, and I hope someone's given our guests some copies of the materials we're
from. I don't know if we've done that yet, but we can certainly provide them copies.
Okay, great. The Land Use Committee report tonight begins on page 67. Docket item 4309 was a public hearing that was closed and held for working session. Docket item 1509, Bernard R. O'Kane, petition for a special permit and site plan approval to expand a non-conforming structure to connect an existing detached garage to an existing single-family dwelling in order to create a bedroom and handicap bathroom and to locate one additional parking space within the front setback at 185 Harvard Circle, Ward 2, Newtonville. That was approved by a vote of 7-0. There is tonight, I should point out, a board order on your desk that was not in the packet for this petition. I believe a few people did not receive the Land Use Committee report. I was one of them. But most of you, I think, did receive the report. But if you didn't, there's also an extra copy of that on the desk tonight. Mr. President, however, I would like to ask if I could suspend the rules to take an item that does not appear on the new docket, land use item.
So the motion is to suspend the rules to add an item to the docket and then to act on it in terms of... So the motion to suspend the rules for the stated purpose. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? Please go ahead.
The item is an extension of time for a pending petition, docket item 38408. I believe it should carry the number of 38408. Parens 3 is an extension of time on the petition of David Chaudiker for a special permit site plan approval to eliminate the use of a garage beneath an existing single-family home and relocate parking for two vehicles on a new driveway within the front setback at 5 Stafford Road, Ward 6 in Newton Center. The time would be extended until April 24th. And
okay.
Do I poll the committee on that, or?
I think you should poll the committee, and then we'll vote on it as
Land
part of first.
Committee in favor?
Yes.
Just a point of order. I'm not exactly. I mean, I got the letter from the petitioner's counsel. I'm just not quite clear on what options they'll be considering. I mean, it wasn't
there. The petition is in the Land Use Committee, and those will be discussed at the next Land Use Committee.
I understand that, but you referred to exploring some other alternatives, and there haven't been any communicated to the Land Use Committee. I was just wondering what they were.
They're not ready.
Not ready for prime time.
Prime time at this point.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
So you want to poll your committee on just the extension?
On the extension of time. All in favor will raise their hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 8-0.
Okay.
So I would report that out as an approval.
All right. Report that with the other item.
And finally, Mr. President, I would like to be recognized to assign public hearing on the new docket.
Please do that.
It's on page 76. Docket item 7509, Donald A. and Jill Ehrlich. Petition for a special permit site plan approval to expand a non-conforming structure in use to add an addition of less than 200 square feet to an existing detached barn to be used for a home office and to waive the requirement for two parking spaces at 7 Walnut Street, Newtonville, Ward 2. That will be assigned, as I say, for April 7th, 2009.
Okay.
Concludes the report.
Thank you very much. Zoning and Planning Committee, Chairman Yates.
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee report begins and ends on page 68. Item 6209 has honored the mayor requesting Board of Aldermen approval of a conservation restriction for the Newton Commonwealth Golf Course, which had been given preliminary approval on behalf of the Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs, to update the conservation restriction executed by the mayor in 1982, incident to the acquisition of the golf course as public open space, and that was approved in committee 8-0. Item 108072, Director of Planning and Development recommending that Chapter 30 of the revised zoning ordinances 2007 as amended be further amended by deleting in section 3015 table 1 footnote 7 in its entirety, approved 8-0. 109072, Director of Planning and Development recommending that Chapter 30 the revised ordinances of Newton 2007 be amended by deleting in the existing language of 35B4 and replacing it with language requiring special permits for retaining walls exceeding 4 feet in height by adding in section 35C, a requirement for the city engineer's technical review and approval, and by adding to section 31 new definitions for retaining wall and berm and amending the existing definition for structure to include retaining walls. And that was approved 701. And finally, item 34407, Alderman Gentile, Harney, and Sangiolo, requesting information from the Commissioner of Inspectional Services. No action necessary, 8-0, and that is the committee report.
Thank you very much. Programs and Services Committee, Chairman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Programs and Services report begins and ends on page 69. Docket item 4809, Leslie Shire, 111 Highland Street, West Newton, appointed as a member of the Newton Child Care Commission for a term to expire on January 31st, 2012. This was approved 5-0. Docket item 4909, Catherine Donovan, 46 Oakland Ave, Auburndale, reappointed as a member of the Newton Child Care Commission for a term to expire on January 1st, 2011, and this was approved 5-0, and that ends the report. As far as this commendation, should I ask for suspension of the rules to read this now or later?
Why don't we do it later? We'll have sort of a blanket suspension for a number of these. Thank you. The Public Safety and Transportation Committee. Chairman Linsky.
Excuse me. The committee's report begins on page 70. Docket item 57-09, parens 2, Public Safety and Transportation Committee requesting an amendment. The City of Newton's Ordinance, Chapter 19, Section 19-9, parens 4, penalty for parking provisions to increase the fine per violation for vehicles parked in non-MBTA bus stops to $25. The committee voted no action necessary. Docket item 56-09, Sergeant Norcross and Chief Cummings requesting that Chapter 19, Section 19-200, Resident Sticker and Visitor Permit Municipal Parking Lot Program be amended by implementing a fee for a municipal lot sticker, and that Section 19-201, Resident Sticker and Visitor Parking Permit, be amended by increasing the fees for a resident parking sticker and a replacement sticker. The committee voted no action necessary by vote of 6-0. Docket item 56-09, parens 2, Public Safety and Transportation Committee requesting that Chapter 19, Section 19-201, Resident Sticker and Visitor Parking Permit be amended by increasing the fees to $25 for each resident parking sticker. The committee approved this by vote of 6 in favor, none opposed. Docket item 250-01, parens 7, Public Safety and Transportation Committee proposing the sum of $15,471.85 be appropriated from the fund established through a special permit granted pursuant to the board's approval of docket item 250-01 for the purpose of installing certain pedestrian access improvements in the Langley Road corridor at or near Langley Path intersection. Committee voted no action necessary, 6 in favor, none opposed. All other items were held.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Public Facilities Committee, Chairman Schnipper.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 71. 51-09, NSTAR Electric Company, petitioning for a grant of location to install one new pole in Church Street, was approved 5-0-1. 52-09, National Grid, petitioning for a grant of location to install and maintain 86 feet of 2-inch gas main in Ellis Street. That was approved 5-0. 59-09, His Honor the Mayor, requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $82,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of entering into a contract with Naresco to perform energy audits at the following locations: Bigelow Middle School, Brown Middle School, Oak Hill Middle School, the Education Center, City Hall, and Police Headquarters. That was approved 6-0. That concludes the report, but I'd like to be recognized to announce a public hearing.
Please do so.
On page 77 of the new docket, 83-08, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to lease space on and around Fire Station 10 and or lease space on and around the water tank off Ober Road for wireless communication equipment. That will be heard on April 22nd. That concludes the report.
Thank you very much. Finance Committee, Chairman Galletti.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance Committee report starts on page 73 this evening. Following items are first call. 29908, His Honor the Mayor by title, requesting that the Board of Aldermen accept the provisions of Section 18 of Chapter 32B of the General Laws, which require all municipal retirees to enroll in Medicare, the acceptance of which will allow the city to enroll them in health insurance plans that supplement Medicare coverage for cost savings to both retirees and the city. We recommend that you adopt this tonight, first call. Next docket item 6909, His Honor the Mayor by title, requesting an appropriation, authorization to appropriate and expend $7,100 from budget reserve for the purpose of supplementing the senior center utility accounts. Next item 6809, His Honor the Mayor by title, this is authorization to appropriate and expend $16,000 from free cash for the purpose of supplementing the Newton Library overtime account. Next item, docket item 5909, His Honor the Mayor by title requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $82,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of entering into a contract with Naresco to perform energy audits at Bigelow, Brown, Oak Hill, the Ed Center, and City Hall and Police Headquarters. Recommend approval. Next item, bottom of the page is held. On to page 74. 5709, Alderman Linsky and Danberg requesting an amendment to Chapter 19, Section 9, penalty for parking violations, to impose a fine of $100 per violation for vehicles parked in bus stops in accordance with Chapter 465 of the Acts of 2008. As of April 7, 2009, this will be put in place. The item is recommended for approval. Next docket item 5709 parens 2, Public Safety and Transportation Committee requesting an amendment to the City Ordinance Chapter 19, Section 9, penalty for parking violations, to increase the fine per violation for vehicles parked in non-MBTA bus stops. That item was no action necessary, and we recommend approval of no action necessary. Similarly, 5609, Sergeant Norcross and Chief Cummings requesting that Chapter 19, Section 200, Resident Sticker and Visitor Permit Municipal Parking Lot Program, be amended by implementing a fee for a municipal lot sticker, and that 19-201 resident sticker and visitor parking permit be amended by increasing the fees for resident sticker parking stickers. That's also no action necessary. And then the last item, 5609 parens 2, is the Public Safety and Transportation Committee requesting that Chapter 19, Section 201, resident sticker and visitor parking permit be amended by increasing the fees to $25 for each resident parking sticker. We did recommend approval of that item. The last item is 25001 parens 7. This is Public Safety and Transportation Committee proposing the sum of $15,471.85 be appropriated from the fund established through a special permit granted pursuant to Board Approval 25001 for the purpose of installing pedestrian access improvements in Langley Road, the corridor at or near the Langley Path intersection. If you remember, this item is no action necessary because we adopted the other item at the last meeting with more appropriate language. So the committee's recommending no action necessary on this. The only other question I have to the clerk is that there was an item that the committee had already taken earlier that Public Facilities wanted to take. It's on page 72, and it was the one about 6109, His Honor the Mayor by title, requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $45,000 from the Utility Division Water Surplus Account for the purpose of reimbursing the Treasury Department for costs related to the year-end reconciliation of water receivables. I remember that we passed this in finance previously, but we did not move it out because it was sent over to Public Facilities for them to act on. So I think it says finance to meet. I'll be happy to take it up again next Monday, but I think we've already approved this.
That is correct. You have already voted on that. So if you want to report that out.
So I'd like to report that out as having been approved by the Finance Committee so that we can get those monies reimbursed into the fund for the water department, for the treasurer's office. So I will move that also first call, and hopefully the chairman of Public Facilities will also move it.
All right. So
and that's the report.
Thank you very much. Just to make so to make those consistent, I'm first going to recognize the chairman of public safety. He has an item that he didn't report, which finance had acted on, and we can act on it.
Thank you, Mr. President. The finance committee just reported on a docket item that the Public Safety and Transportation Committee had approved back in February. That's docket item 57-09, Alderman Linsky and Danberg requesting an amendment to Chapter 19, Section 19-9, penalty for parking violations, to impose a fine of $100 per violation for vehicles parked in bus stops in accordance with Chapter 465 of the Acts of 2008, which is effective as of, it will be effective rather, as of April 7, 2009. That's state law, and the committee voted its approval 5 in favor, none opposed.
Thank you. Alderman Schnipper, do you want to report the item?
Yes, sorry. 61-09 is Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $45,000 from the Utilities Division's Water Surplus Account for the purpose of reimbursing the Treasury Department Treasury Expenses Account for the consultant costs related to year-end reconciliation of water receivables. And I'm just waiting for the actual vote. I was not there that evening. I was welcoming a new resident to the city of Newton. She was born that day.
Good.
Thank you. Eloise Hannah Hochberg, a resident of Ward 6. That was approved 7-0. Thank you.
Okay. Then the Real Property Reuse Committee, Chairman Merrill.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report at this time.
Thank you, and we also acknowledge a quite excellent natural weather system here that you've provided all of us. The Post Audit and Oversight Committee, Chairman Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report.
Thank you very much. The Committee on Community Preservation, Chairman Lappin.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report, but there will be a meeting on March 24th. Thank you.
Thank you. At this point, we're going to have a number of announcements, but I prefer to take those after we do the vote on the first call of committee reports in the new docket, and then there are several items I'm going to entertain a motion to suspend the rules to hear. So I'd ask the clerk to call the roll.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Brandl.
Aye.
Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Coletti.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Friedman.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Lennon. Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Mansfield.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Parker.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schnipper.
Aye.
Alderman Squiston.
Aye.
Alderman Vance.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye, with the exception of item 5709 on page 74, in which I vote no.
President Baker.
Aye.
The vote is 23 yeas with one absent on all items except item 5709, where the vote is 22 yeas, one nay, and one absent.
All items carry. Now, we have no second call agenda specifically, but we do have a number of announcements, and I would entertain a motion to suspend the rules to allow me to recognize several people, including myself, for a variety of announcements. So, all those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. So, let me begin, if I could, with Alderman Johnson. If you would offer to read something, and I would ask you to do that now.
Thank you. I want to commend you on your St. Patrick's Day tie.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's Evacuation Day. Right.
Evacuation. Well,
just to be
right. Usually this honorable board approves March as alternatives to pesticide month, and for a variety of reasons, some good, some not so good, we didn't get to do that as Programs and Service Committee to this honorable board, so we have an aldermanic commendation. Whereas pesticides are toxic by design, and whereas in addition to their intended effect on pesticides also harm non-target organisms such as humans, pets, beneficial insects, plants, fish, birds, and other wildlife, and whereas the ingredients in pesticide products alone and in combination have long-term toxic effects on the brain and nervous system, the endocrine system, and the immune system, and whereas exposure to pesticides is particularly harmful to children and their development, and whereas there are safer, more cost-effective, and ecologically sound ways to control pests in our landscapes and buildings, and whereas it is in the best interest of the city of Newton and its residents to protect the quality of our buildings and landscapes while reducing threats to our health and the contamination of the environment, and whereas the city of Newton recognizes that public agencies should be a model of environmentally safe practices, and that an integrated pest management policy for our public buildings and grounds enables the city to accrue the financial benefits of planning, prevention, and responsible management. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the members of the Programs and Services Committee of the Board of Aldermen of the City of Newton do hereby endorse March 2009 as Alternatives to Pesticides Month. And furthermore, be it resolved, we urge citizens to follow the city's leadership to adopt environmental practices that eliminate pests and avoid pesticides in their homes, gardens, lawns, businesses, workplaces, places of worship, and schools throughout our committee. Signed, Carlton Merrill from Ward 1, Ted Hesmahan from Ward 2, Amy Sangiolo from Ward 4, Bill Brandl from Ward 5. Oh, I just noticed that. You're from Ward 2. You got promoted. Well, I don't know. I'm from Ward 2. Someone in Ward 2 got promoted or demoted. Ken Parker from Ward 6, Lyle Baker from Ward 7, and John Friedman from Ward 8, and Ted Hesmahan from Ward 3. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Alderman Hesmahan, you have something to read.
Thank you, Mr. President. On this auspicious occasion of the Year of the Ox, I have a testimonial commendation to be awarded to the Newton Chinese Language School in recognition of its 50th anniversary. Alderman Parker, Santiolo, and Swiston and myself attended the Newton Community Appreciation Night that was held by the Language School on Saturday night, as did the mayor. And the mayor on that night gave a proclamation making March 14th, 2009, Newton Chinese Language School Day for 4 hours, and then just to make sure that it was official, gave a full 20 hours on the 15th. I think I was chosen to read this because I was the only member who actually has been around as long as the Newton Chinese Language School among the four that were responsible for this, having been born in the same year it was founded. And I hope that both the Newton Chinese Language School and myself enjoy another 50 years. Whereas the Newton Chinese Language School was founded in 1959 by a small group of Chinese immigrant parents in Newton, and whereas the Newton Chinese Language School is the largest Chinese language school in Massachusetts and possibly in the New England region with over 850 young students, 300 adult students, and over 100 teachers and staff offering over 50 different classes of academic and cultural programs and Sunday afternoons at the Day Middle School, and whereas the Newton Chinese Language School has been successful in preserving Chinese culture for the younger Chinese American generation and has served as cultural center for newly settled Chinese families, and whereas the Newton Chinese Language School is open to all families in Newton and neighboring communities, and its founders helped lay the foundation for the Greater Boston Chinese Cultural Association and assisted a number of other Chinese language schools in the western suburban communities, now therefore be it resolved on this 14th day of March 2009, the City of Newton honors and celebrates the 50th anniversary of the Newton Chinese Language School and wishes it continued success, offered by Alderman Hess Meehan, Swiston, Lennon, Linsky, Albright, Sangiolo, Gentile, Danberg, Parker, Baker, Vance, Fishman, and Friedman. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I just point out to our scout visitors, this is relatively unusual, but we have lots of things to commemorate. Alderman Schnipper indicated we have a new resident in the city. I just have to acknowledge we're about to lose one. Chrissy Long, who's in the back, I'm told by my Able Intelligence Service, specifically the city and clerk of the board, city clerk, is departing for Costa Rica. Is that correct? And so in following a tradition in this chamber, I have a brief commendation in your honor. So if I can read that. This is a commendation honoring Chrissy Long, reporter for the Newton Tab, on the occasion of her departure to warmer climates and in recognition of her dedicated service to the Newton community. Whereas Chrissy Long is decided to leave the Newton Tab, where she has worked as an assistant editor to pursue career opportunities in the warmer climate of Costa Rica. And whereas Chrissy Long has been with the Newton Tab since June of 2007 and could be found at almost every board meeting, sitting in the gallery taking notes on her laptop, blogging with the community, and reporting the outcomes of the board's deliberations. And whereas Chrissy Long, in her work, reported to the Newton community on a number of key issues in her tenure at the Newton Tab, including the Board of Aldermen's deliberations over the fiscal 2009 budget, the automated trash trial, the citizen advisory group meetings, the construction at Newton North High School, and various committee meetings. Now, therefore, as Chrissy Long announces her decision to move on, it is appropriate to commend her publicly for her dedicated service to Newton, to wish her many years of continued good health and happiness, and to express the hope that her byline will return to the Newton Tab on occasion in the years to come. Thank you, Chrissy. Now I'd like to recognize Alderman Linsky.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, members of the board, for your indulgence. Our chambers are ablaze, at least one side of it, by the live gods, and I'm pleased to produce them. And in fact, in 1 second, I think we're going to have a graphic representation here. I'm waiting for our city clerk, who, by the way, and there we go, has drafted a wonderful commendation. I'm not going to read the entire one, since we've just had a whole bevy, but I'm going to read a little bit about this, and then I'm going to present this commendation in one moment to finish the rest of it. The Liger Bot
robots, I should say, I'm sorry to say, the combined Newton North and Newton South High School robotics team. And that, by the way, is the robot. It's a team of students from both Newton North and Newton South High Schools working paw and paw, lions and tigers, we're able, as a rookie team, to make it to the quarterfinals of a regional competition that was recently held at Boston University, taking home two trophies, including the Rookie All-Star Trophy as the best new team, and the highest rookie seed trophy for the highest score by a rookie team. So let me just read the very end of this. Now, therefore, as the Ligerbots prepare for the regional and national robotics championships, which in fact will be held in Atlanta, the Newton community and Board of Aldermen commend the members of the team for their dedication and for the honor and glory they have brought to Newton, and wish them good luck at the upcoming competitions. And it's my great pleasure to recognize one of my predecessors, former Ward 2 Alderman, Jordan Krause. And I'm going to present him with this. Jordan is a present South science teacher, and Jordan, I want to turn it over to you to introduce the other coaches here and the members of the team.
Thank you. This is the fun part of my life. As most of you know, I left you, many of you former colleagues, and reinvented myself as a science teacher at Newton South High School, where I've had a great time, and it keeps me out of the Board of Aldermen. This is a remarkable accomplishment by a truly remarkable group of young people that represents Newton's ongoing commitment to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education, and this really is the pinnacle of that achievement, and I'm very proud to be a part of it. It is a joint venture by Newton North and Newton South High Schools. We have 8 coaches. I am one of those coaches from Newton South. Also with us this evening, our head coach, Chuck Hurwitz from Newton South. Coach from Newton South High School.
Jordan, would you just repeat those into the mic, because I just couldn't hear
you. I absolutely will. Head coach, Chuck Hurwitz from Newton South High School. Coach Greg Poulos from Newton South High School. Coach Tim Stevens from Newton South High School. And from Newton North High School, Coach Deborah Lund. We have 3 additional Newton North coaches who are not able to be with us this evening: Scott Rosenhan, Phil Galando, and Sue Brooks, but I'm sure they would love to join us if they could. Much more importantly, with us tonight is this remarkable group of young people, and this was given to me, but I would really like our 2 team captains to come up and take it. So, from Newton South High School, Jeremy Perlman. From Newton North High School, Sarah Sanchez. And on behalf of...
For the lovely words and the introductions from Jordan Krause. This has been a great trip for all of us. When they asked me about a year ago, the superintendent asked if I would be connected to a group that would take Newton into FIRST Robotics, I said with only one restriction. It had to be one team. And we thought we could do this. We have 4 coaches from each side, and the team has really gelled. The students did a phenomenal job at the regionals. I cannot tell you how many coaches came over to us and said, "We can't believe you're a rookie team." So not only are we a rookie team, but we are dominantly freshmen and sophomores. And that speaks well for the future. We are off to the Nationals, called by first the Championships in Atlanta. That's the first weekend of school vacation. It's the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. We have a website, which is listed on your sign up there, www.ligerbots.com. It gives information out about the team, and we've had and been able to share a tremendous amount of community support. This is, although our vehicle, excuse the pun, is a robot, it's not just about the robot, it's about science and math education, as Jordan said before, and us being able to promote science and math education in the community. And we've done a lot of that, and it's been a real kick for us, the students, and the schools. Thank you very much.
Thank you. My understanding from Alderman Linsky is that the actual device is in a secure location, right? That's why it's not here. We have to show you an image of it. But anyway, that's wonderful. I think that concludes our formal announcements, but I do want to make a couple of informal announcements. One is that we will have a chairman's meeting at 7 o'clock on Wednesday to take up the discussion and the budget schedule. Second, the Citizen Advisory Group is now returning one more time to a report to us on their continued work on the city's finances and the work on their next round of activity, and that's scheduled for Tuesday, the 14th of April. Finally, Alderman Swiston reminds me that we have, because of that specific 14th event here, we cannot field our own members as a team for the Kids in Jeopardy, but in fact, your contributions are indeed welcome to enable us to support someone else to represent and carry our flag. Do you want to say any more about that?
I believe there's a student team that will be sponsoring. At least that's the direction we're going right now.
Okay. And you'll advise us all exactly what's going on. So I think that, is there any other announcement? We've had quite an unusual series here, but we're so delighted to have our guests and so also to have our Boy Scouts, and hope you will come back at another time, and we're grateful for your time as well and for all of you who've done so much for the city. Alderman Hess-Mahan.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye. Aye. Opposed? We're done. Thank you very much.